Hey man, your clock will flush.
Hashtag more gnome.
Engage.
The Rancor's Brothel.
Great Scott.
Get off my plane.
It's important for there to be checks and balances. And I do apologize for keeping you in the dark this long, but I think once you hear what we have to say, you'll understand why.
Okay.
Now, please have a seat.
All right.
Anthar comes out to you. And says, gentlemen, please come with me.
So sort of disparagingly.
You notice he seems on edge for some reason, and you're not sure why.
And so you guys don't know where I'm at.
Yeah, you guys are like,
where the f*** did Tic Tac go?
Have you seen a gnome?
Have you seen our gnome? He's appeared to have wandered off.
This is our Mexican.
Okay. So you guys, I assume, go back to the room. You guys see exactly what I've described. There's a map of the Sword Coast on the wall, and you can see some things have been tacks or knives or something have been put in it to mark certain locations, and the paperwork that you guys discovered is spread out all over the table and stuff. It's clearly sort of a war room of sorts. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in. I understand that you've put your lives on the line for us.
More than once.
You notice Anthar's sort of sitting in the corner fuming. He won't stop looking at you, Jeff. He's very unhappy.
Leo, you want to buy him a beer? Leo likes beer. It calms him down.
So, here's what you need to know, gentlemen. The cult that you have been following is significantly larger, I think, than you can imagine. We've been hearing rumbles of this all the way up to Icewind Dale and down to Om.
Not Icewind Dale.
Gotta love Iceland Dale.
Oh, whatever he said.
Shout out to Dritzit. We've been hearing rumors of this cult and the things that they've been collecting, and what you guys have discovered has confirmed our suspicions. This Cult of the Dragon existed many, many years ago, and it was mainly in the worship of Dracoliches. It was mainly a cult, attached to that sort of undead creature. As the fresco that you just showed me earlier tonight proves, they have shifted that desire, and we believe that they may be attempting to summon Tiamat to the material world.
Neat.
So that wasn't just a...
No, we don't believe...
An allegory.
No, we don't believe that it's an allegory. We believe that they are attempting to summon power, and that this gold has something to do with it. We don't know if it's part of the ritual. We don't know if this is supposed to be some sort of collected hoard as some sort of offering to her. But I can tell you that what you faced is probably only a fraction of the cult, and that it extends quite far.
Man, because the treasure we found wasn't gold.
It's true.
They would only leave behind the stuff that wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Is the egg in any way significant to this puzzle?
Yeah, it's got a fucking dragon in it.
Other than the dragon inside of it.
It is.
Pieces of dragons, like born again.
Yeah. I mean, like, is the egg itself
to the ritual? We were surprised that they actually were attempting to hatch dragons there. We'd heard that rumor, so we're glad you guys confirmed that for us. We believe that they're trying to increase the number of dragons in this area of Faerun, and that it might have something to do with the summoning of Tiamat. We're not quite sure. But you can tell that the Order of the Gauntlet is involved in this, and we're involved in this as well. And you see him pull back his jacket, and you all see a little harp-shaped pin on the inside of his jacket.
Everyone, do I know what that is?
We're going to make another history roll on that.
He can't just tell us. He's showing it to us.
He assumes you know.
21.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I got an 8.
You all know that it's the that symbol is the Order of the Harpers, but none of you, you had all heard it as stories that were hundreds of years ago, and it had something to do with wizards, and you don't know anything about it. You know a little bit more, probably through studies of Elminster and other things, that the Order of the Harpers is, at one time, was a great communal gathering of individuals who wanted to, what do I want to say here? They believe that power should be egalitarian, and so they tried to disseminate power. No one should be too powerful. No one should have too much. Knowledge is dangerous. We need to be careful who knows what and make sure no one takes away the freedoms of others.
Uh-huh.
You also know
Oh, wow. So he did like what I just did.
You also know that the Harpers, with that good of a role, the Harpers were thought lost to time because several times the Harpers have been organized and they've either self-imploded or they've been taken down from the outside. You've never seen a Harper before, but now you see they operate in a very cell-like structure. They're very, very private and secretive. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he's revealing this to you is a big deal. Okay. You guys are totally surprised because it's like, it'd be like, you know, a freaking Gandalf walk through the door right now. Like, it's a fairy tale to you. So the fact that he's wearing a Harper badge is unusual. Both the Harpers and the Order of the Gauntlet are very, very concerned about this. We've organized our networks. And we think that it is... Well, we think that this is something that needs to be taken care of. You gentlemen already have proven yourselves worthy. We are organizing our groups as fast as possible. However, we think that you guys are the best fit for the job because you're the closest at the moment. We know that. And because you've shown yourselves to be brave and capable warriors. According to what you've seen, and if you guys want to look at your maps, they headed west out of Greenest. I believe it says the caravans.
Okay.
Remember you found in Mondath's chamber because she wasn't able to take it because you scared the bejesus out of her. They headed west out of Greenest.
Off of her.
Or they headed east out of Greenest, excuse me.
Say,
or
west, there's not a lot of water?
No, west, all the way to the edge. There's a city that, the very next city that they could have run into. I'm trying to remember where it was.
Burdusk. From Greenest, Burdusk?
Yeah, they went to Burdusk.
Not far.
And then they're headed north to Baldur's Gate. And we believe that, so just so you guys know, just because you're not huge D&D guys. They headed over, is it Burdusk? Yeah. They headed over in that direction. They followed that trail down to where the Cloud Peaks are, and then they're headed up north to Baldur's Gate. Baldur's Gate is like the New York City of this area. Like, it's massive. It's probably 8 to 10 times what El Terrell is. Yep. Like, it's
Baldur's
huge. It's on the coast.
I went too far the other way. Thank you.
You all would know that Baldur's Gate is a huge community. It's sort of the last bit of civilization before you start heading north through a whole lot of stuff.
Well, what about just a little bit to the east from where we are? Scornudel.
That's a major city.
Okay.
But Baldur's Gate is on the south side of the Sword Coast, and it's the largest city in this area. Waterdeep is also fairly fairly big, and then you can head all the way up north to the spine of the world where things get really, really bleak and depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good to me.
So, obviously that...
Yeah, I've heard of a guy up there you might like.
You and he share a lot in common, wink, wink.
I'll kill him.
Best of luck. He's got a few more magical items than you do.
Oh,
okay. Not to mention a Shadow Panther.
Oh, a Shadow Panther.
He summons a panther from the plane of shadow to attack.
That's pretty much on the nose.
Yeah.
You would have thought.
Well, I mean, a mountain lion doesn't summon a... It's not made out of mountains.
It's made from real bits of panther.
So, as you...
Sex panther.
So, according to what you found, they're headed to Baldur's Gate. Given that they said head north to Narrator, we believe that Castle Narrator, no one's quite sure where the castle is. We believe it's somewhere in the, where is it? There's a marsh. It's somewhere north of Waterdeep, either in the mountains or the Mare of Dead Men. And we're beginning to think that based on what you found, that this might be where they've taken their hoard, to this stronghold out in the middle of nowhere.
Makes sense.
So their journey to Baldur's Gate on foot or with the caravans. Like I said, we're sending men out to see where they're at. We have yet to receive word back, but it should have taken them a significantly longer period than it took you to get here to El Terrell. We would like you guys to travel down the river to Baldur's Gate, await them there. Baldur's Gate is a major section of commerce, and everything travels north. And so you'd know that caravans up and down the Sword Coast are sort of how you protect things. So everyone lumps their goods together and tries to protect themselves against all the wilderness. So we don't want you to attack them because we have to figure out where the castle is and where they're taking the goods and how high up this goes. But we'd like you to find them in Baldur's Gate, hook up with their caravan, which presumably is headed north to Waterdeep, and then follow them from there.
Time out real quick, just so I'm curious, like outside of gameplay.
Yeah.
Why do they use the name Boulder? Like, why? I mean, out of all of, like, it's just kind of a weird, like, deity, like, that they pick, like, randomly pick, but, like, nothing else from Norse mythology seems to pop up.
There's a few. Why Baldur's Gate is Baldur's Gate. I mean, if you're really interested, which you guys can totally use if you ever roll a good history check, there's a whole Wikipedia of Faerûn. Like, you can just go to, like, wiki.forgottenrealms.com or whatever. You guys can totally look up information straight out of it. So if you want to learn about Baldur's Gate, just Google Baldur's Gate.
I'm just curious why they chose Baldur, and, like, yeah, I just haven't really noticed any other, like, Norse mythology title things pop up, but, you know.
Helm's Deep
was already taken, so.
There's some. Baldur's Gate is like the city. Everyone knows about Baldur's Gate in Faerûn, though. It's the basis of several video games. Faerûn. Phaerun, I believe.
No, Faer.
Oh, it's F. I always think it's a P. Yeah. Faerun. So, as you can see, we do have, a network of things that can help you. The horses, the sort of things that you see here in El Terrell, we can provide that all along the way. We can support you wherever, but we really need, boots on the ground, and we need you guys to be those boots.
Can you spare any more boots?
No, because then there would be NPCs, and you don't get meat shields, because it's D&D.
You get real shields.
You guys can do anything. Ask any questions, except we can't have any f***ing help.
No! Duh!
It's on the river, man. Can we just take a boat? I got that water vehicle's proficiency and what have you, and navigation tools and shit.
So the journey to Burgust and then on to Baldur's Gate is about 550 miles. So it would take the wagons anywhere from 25 to 30 days. Take them almost a month. So if you think that they left a day or two before you, it took you a day to get back. So that's 3. It took you 6 days to get here. That's 9. And then you've been here for a couple days. That's, 12? It'll take you about 3 days to get down the river. So even if you left tomorrow, you still would be there 10 days probably before they are. 8 to 10 days.
Okay.
Well, we definitely need to wait till our split mail and my swords are done.
No, so. We believe you have plenty of time.
Yeah. Is it tomorrow? No. Yeah. 3 days? That's tomorrow.
Because I had a baby today.
Cool.
But yes, do you gentlemen have any questions?
So we're going to Burdusk, and we're supposed to follow them.
You're going to Baldur's Gate.
We're going to Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
And we're following them to Waterdeep.
We assume. We don't know. They might split off somewhere between here and Waterdeep. Waterdeep's the next major town. And then at Waterdeep, sometimes they split off. If you look on the map, you could split off and go a couple of different ways from Waterdeep. They might go through Waterdeep. They might not.
Okay, my friends here are not the stealthiest.
Yes, your faces are known to some of them. And we think that it might be a good idea for you gentlemen to find disguises. And you notice him pointedly look at you. Yaws. Some of you stand out. There may be some things in Baldur's Gate you might be able to get your hands on.
Would the armor that I took
I was just going to ask that.
What's his face be marked?
It might.
In any specific way?
I mean, it's being modified, so it could change.
Right. Did you ask him to modify the markings on it, or is he just resizing it?
I'm assuming he would not do that.
I assume he's, given the way splint mail goes together, he's resizing it, but yeah. He's not necessarily.
Right.
Maybe worth it to pitch some extra coin his way and maybe hammer out the dragon and symbols on it.
Or do I?
Have him chisel in that gauntlet.
I mean, if we're wanting to disguise ourselves, what better way to disguise myself as somebody wearing...
Do we have a cover going in?
No. We don't know enough about the cult to... We don't... Leosin looks at you and says, we don't believe it would be a good idea for you guys to attempt to infiltrate the cult directly, but they will undoubtedly hook up with a caravan going north because it's the safest means of passage, so you could easily... Given your abilities, you guys could easily find work as guards, pay your way on as travelers. There are ways around that.
So, yeah. So Leosin, I think you kind of know by now I don't work for free.
Okay. He gives you a look. Correct. I understand. He's waiting to hear what you say next.
Make me an offer.
Make me an offer.
He says, well, I understand that you need to do what you need to do. I understand you're not obligated to do this. I can't promise anything up front just because at the moment I have spent a lot of my connections with the Harpers to get you guys here and also to get you guys to Baldur's Gate. I do have enough to provide you all with 50 additional gold for the trip. And as you meet connections along the way, they'll be able to help you out and kick some back to you, as it were.
What about magical items?
Do you have any magic items?
Do you have magic items that would help us on our quest?
I mean, with your extensive network of terrorists, I mean, Harpers.
You don't know about that extensive network. As far as you know, Gandalf has walked into the room. Elminster, you're like, what?
Gandalf, can I have something magical?
Maybe.
I'm hoping that with the funds that you have, you may be able to purchase some items at in Baldur's Gate. Again, I mean, he has chunked out what? 600. He's chunked out 600 gold plus the cost of the horses, plus he's going to give you another 200 gold. I mean, that's a small fortune.
So those horses.
It's not very much to you guys.
Plus a way down the river.
Right. Plus he booked that passage too.
Are the horses ours?
Yes, you can continue to use the horses as you will. If you feel that the best idea is to sell them and get rid of them, that's perfectly acceptable to take the money. If you want to float them down the river, that is definitely possible as well.
I
want to
lash them together and make a horse raft.
Horse raft it is.
Horse raft.
And later on,
Matt, you would know, being a sailor by trade, that the horses would be incredibly skittish on the boat.
Yeah.
But it's doable.
No.
You've transported livestock before.
Do you have a tranquilizer?
You leave the egg? Because it's going to be a to bring that with us.
I'm going to have to leave it with Leosin.
I imagine we can trust him with it. So.
I would appreciate that. I would like to do some more extensive study on it.
Hey, whatever you do.
Keep it alive. No dissections. Mm.
Hashtag pern. Hashtag.
Hashtag no egg.
Hashtag no egg.
I want it to impress on me.
You know, it's interesting because you guys have brought up something that's not happened. So maybe if we get like 50 votes on the hashtags that are not from you guys, maybe we'll decide what he does with the egg.
Come on, guys. I want a dragon to ride.
Hashtag pern.
Hashtag new egg. So I want an omelet.
No guarantees that dragon will be friendly.
That is correct. All right.
Typically when things are born from eggs, though, man, they imprint on the first thing they see.
Because normally you know about dragons.
Well, you're the one that knows it's going to kill us.
I know that most dragons do, so...
No, you're a fucking dragon racist.
You're a dragonist.
Law of averages says this dragon, no good.
It's just because it's black.
I'm going to use my plus four.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
It was a blue dragon, I thought.
No, this was a black
dragon. Black dragon.
Oh, it's a bigger, blacker dragon, baby.
All of
us
are black, yeah.
Yes.
So you're going to give me 50 gold?
Yeah, you all get 50. Yes. Will you gentlemen accept this task?
Yeah, sure. I'm in. 'Cause that gives me 420 gold. Hey.
Yep. Okay.
Is there an herbalist in town I could visit before we?
Of course. Carry on? So everyone gets 50 gold. And again, gentlemen, we want you to follow them. We don't know what kind of numbers they have. You know, they've been very crafty to avoid our networks thus far. So we don't know what they're capable of, what they're doing. So
how far are we following them?
As far as they go. You would know that a trip from Baldur's Gate to Waterdeep, if that's where they're going, is more than a month. So like 30, 40 days right. on the road.
My question is, if they head that direction, are we following them there or are we coming back and reporting this?
No, we will send word out ahead of you. We have our means. You'll meet more harpers or Order of the Gauntlet is big. Order of the Gauntlet is like the Freemasons. It's everywhere. So you could make contact with the Order of the Gauntlet anywhere. The harpers, you're not sure. But it's he's nodding like you'll find contacts. We'll get in touch. We have our ways.
Is there a code, a password, something that we need to contact either of these parties?
Boogity boogity. He'll know what it means.
Yep. we will tell you what you need to know.
So then I will know. I need to know where every outpost is between here and there. Like, what areas am I going to find a harper if I need help quick?
Leosin gives you a mischievous look and he says, you don't need to worry about the harpers. The harpers will find you.
Okay. Well, I mean, you got captured, so I'm still worried.
Anthar snorts in the back from the corner of the room. Leosin just gives you a look.
All right. Play it like that.
Again, you got captured on purpose.
Don't piss off our ally.
Remember that? He kind of got captured on purpose. So.
He did get captured on purpose.
Yeah. But he also got the shit kicked out of him.
That's true. Well, he didn't expect that.
It's kind of worth it.
So, hashtag worth, hashtag not worth. Vote on Rancor's Brothel.
Hashtag stop the fucking hashtags.
Hashtag.
So what if they leave the caravan before Waterdeep?
We'll ask you to use your best judgment. You gentlemen have shown excellent judgment so far.
Yeah, we're full of good judgment.
don't know.
I brought a damn dragon egg back. I have really good judgment.
It's true.
Our judgment was pretty good when we said destroy the thing.
I'm usually pretty right on that stuff.
at the thought of good judgment, Othar does stare at Pickle Breeches a little bit like, damn it. At this point, Othar clears his throat and says, have any of you gentlemen, know Baldur's Gate?
Pretty sweet video game.
It is actually. I love that game.
I absolutely.
Somebody would hook that up right now. I would play the shit out of it.
I do not.
I have it. I think I have it.
But you would know Baldur's Gate at least a little. Probably it's a port city.
On new PCs because it's such an old game.
Yeah, love Baldur's Gate.
Unless there's a patch somewhere you can download.
Well, you can get the original Baldur's Gates on Steam actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have.
I need to get one of those.
I have the HD remake. I was a big fan of Dark Alliance.
Do we know Baldur's Gate? I don't know.
Everybody toss an int check.
I would assume with
that a crit fail.
Yeah, you.
That I don't.
13.
I don't get out much. Remember, I don't get a big.
You know the port, but true. You don't know much more than that. You never got offshore.
Like I didn't have shore leave when we were in Baldur's Gate.
The Baldur's Gate you would know is positioned on a cliff and it's massive. So you probably went up to the port and just hung around that area. You wouldn't know the city itself very well.
There, Templeton.
13.
17.
You know it in passing from studying it. You've probably actually been to Baldur's Gate before. Baldur's Gate is sort of a tiered city. It's got multiple sections.
I read it in a book once.
He tells you that he has a contact involved in the caravan industry, and his contact is in Blackgate, which is on the north side of the city. And you are looking for a livery man by the name of Akin Celebon. A-C-K-Y-N.
Jeff?
Don't get mad at Jeff for not knowing how to spell Akin.
S-E-L-E-B-O-N. Akin Celebon.
Okay, so spell it again.
S-E-L-E-B-O-N.
Can I retrocon my last name?
What do you want your
life? Only because I didn't like know of these places before. Because essentially, my last name was take my last name from where I was from, but now there's actually like.
Oh, some actual cool Edward.
We're supposed to start a Blackgate.
Yes,
what's your alias?
Oh, well.
You,
That's your Strider name.
Yeah, he at Blackgate is the on the north side of the city, and he's a liveryman. He helps prepare the caravans. Troy, your role is good enough. You would know. So the way that it works is the inside of the city of Baldur's Gate itself is kind of a cesspool. It's not. It's so densely crowded that it's impossible to travel through the city. In fact, it's illegal to travel through the city with any carted, so any sort of carts or heavy wagons or anything. And there are no roads that circumnavigate Baldur's Gate. So the merchants intentionally keep it that way. So that what you have to do is if you wish to travel north, you have to pay the merchants in Baldur's Gate to lift all of your objects by hand and carry it across the city.
Den of scum and villainy.
To Blackgate on the north side of the city, where then it is loaded on new wagons and travels north. So there are people who just make this trip. They go north to Waterdeep and they turn around and they come south to Baldur's Gate and they go back and forth with people's goods. So it's a racket. It's a racketeering process.
Neat. That's a good idea.
So there's no possible way they could head north without going through Baldur's Gate. Unless they were going to take 2 months to go in a different direction. Okay. So he says, Akin will meet with you and take care of things.
Okay. So with that in mind, I think we're going to need these horses.
Doesn't sound like it.
It's up to you. I mean, they would.
Well, I mean, we can't take the horses through the city.
You can take horses through the city.
Ah.
You can't take wagons.
We may need them on the other
side. Yeah, hang on to them just in case. Quick getaway.
Okay. Yeah, it'd be a lot quicker to ride on those than walk.
Do you gentlemen have.
Ride check.
Do you gentlemen have any other questions?
I'm good.
I think I'm good. Mm.
All right. We just need to decide what day you're going to leave. You could leave as early as tomorrow morning.
As soon as we get our stuff back.
Our ears.
All right. In that case, we will have you stay one more night here and then leave the following morrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the morrow.
There is one last thing.
Oh. But wait, there's more.
But wait.
And then?
Get one free.
Onthar looks at the three of you. That's a loud gunshot. The gunshot that went off in the antlers. Onthar says, we would like to extend an invitation to the Order of the Gauntlet. And he looks at the three of you.
Not the gnome?
No, you see him look over the gnome.
Does it matter that my goddess is kind of evil, but I'm talking about her good side?
He's probably never even seen your holy symbol if you're not wearing it openly.
Well, I don't want to join under false pretenses.
Why would you care?
Do what?
What are the benefits? That's
what care. I mean, you would be a part of an order.
No. Is there a benefit to being part of an order?
It's like being a part of a fraternity. I mean, like, you would have contacts, and you would be able to meet up and message these people, and, you know, you actually can earn gold and stuff if you get high enough in the order.
Onthar, I'm a cleric. Is this going to mess with my religious duties in any way?
I mean, as long as you believe in the tenets of the Order of the Gauntlet, and it doesn't, anger your god.
Again? Just remind me.
They're all about vanquishing evil and,
I'm chaotic evil. I don't know if this is a good idea.
We don't know that you're chaotic evil. You're actually neutral evil.
Neutral evil.
Yeah, he's a paladin, dude.
I know. I didn't say that he looked kindly at Lucas. I'm just saying he's extended the offer.
I don't know, man. I've done some things and seen some stuff. I wouldn't recommend either one of them.
He understood, and he looks through you.
Can we define evil? No, because, I mean, the whole point, remember, the whole backstory of my character was that he's essentially working PR for an evil goddess. He is saying that evil is perspective, and that she is not, in fact, quote, evil.
You must remember that this is a role-playing game. You can evolve your character however you want. If you wish to have a change of heart, you can have a change of heart.
Oh, you want me to stop following the sea god right before we get on a boat?
No. You're getting on a raft going down a river.
Towards the ocean.
Fact. No, no, this is just, it's a role-playing tweak. It's a question of whether or not...
if you want to go for...
Oh, are you trying to say that she is not really evil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm solid. Let's go, man. I'll join
up. I say it's all in the way that you interpret it. Based on your interactions and what he sees
in
you.
It's a storyline from a Dragonlance novel.
Where... This is fucking Forgotten Realms. Get your Dragonlance shit out of here.
Fuck off. See, Dog agrees with me. So yeah, I'll join up, man. I appreciate. I've had a really great time with the guys. Am I still allowed to like have sex with women?
No, just guys.
Paladin man, he could have a celibacy vow or something.
So you, as like you gentlemen, wish to join the Order of the Gauntlet?
Can I still bone chicks?
Yes.
Okay, then yes. I love when you look annoyed when I say yes. Things. Yes.
Yeah, I look at you. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
I show him my medallion and say, gladly.
All right. I understand. He's not even bothering to look at the gnome.
The one of us that is actually something good.
Is there a reason why you're not looking at my friend here?
He just sort of shrugs.
Hater's gonna hate, man. Hey, the Charleston
Chief. If you don't want the gnome, then I don't think I need to be a part of it either.
Anthar nods and turns from...
Is there like a ceremony? Do I get a chug of beer now?
He turns to the two of you.
Are they by the table?
Do we get a secret knock?
Who's Yeah, they're all... I mean, they're all standing around.
Standing around?
Yeah.
Is Anthar by the table?
No.
No?
He looks at... he looks at the two of you and says, I will see you both on the morrow then. And he very poignantly stares at you and then at you and says, sleep well, dear friends. And leaves the room.
Are we going to get hazed tonight? I think they're going to hit us with pillowcases full of soap.
It's socks. Soap fits better in the sock.
Whatever.
I lean down to Nomi and go, what a dick.
No, I think I did piss him off.
It's better than being pissed on. Or is it?
Alright, well, I'm going to bed.
Okay.
Alright, day three.
There was something else I wanted to talk to Leo.
I've never had a Charleston Chew. It was amazing.
I like them. They're good.
The hell else did I want to talk to Leos about?
I'll try one. Leosin stops Yaz and Pickle Britches before he leaves, before they both leave, and say, gentlemen, if you are interested in, if you're interested in learning about the Harpers, then, meet me downstairs tonight at midnight.
I do, sir.
Why the f*** did I get the upgrade? Okay.
Hey, we're in a big group. They're in a group of people that implode every couple of decades.
It's a little bit longer than that, but yeah.
We're in a much more secret group, which is fine by me.
I'm in a group that literally fits me as a human being in the real world.
So it's midnight. Do you guys go down to the tavern?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you see Leosin standing there. Surprisingly, you've never seen him do this before. He's smoking a pipe. One of those long Gandalf staff pipes. And he wordlessly...
The old Tobin.
He wordlessly nods to both of you, continues to smoke on his pipe, and he sort of gestures towards the door as if you're to follow him, and he starts walking.
He's gonna murder you.
We follow. Oh. I follow.
Yeah, okay. I'll follow.
You walk for...
Me and Troy are sleeping?
Yeah.
Okay.
You walk for... What are your passive perceptions?
Passive perceptions.
Oh. 12?
No. Troy and Matt.
13.
Oh.
Wait, what's a passive perception?
It's a stat.
It's under passive perception. At the bottom.
14.
Okay. Cool. Sleeping like babies. So he walks. You walk for 5 minutes. 10 minutes. 15 minutes. 20 minutes. You realize he's walking towards the edge of town. Probably after about 25 minutes, you actually have now exited Elturel,
mm-hmm.
Whole time completely silent, and he walks you into a, there's a, I mean, obviously this is a field, these are fields, but there is a small, you know, small copses of trees and stuff like that, and he starts walking towards a small itty bitty little forest. Still following?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He walks through the trees a little bit, and you obviously both can see, and even though he's human, you get to realize that the moon is out, it's nice, you know, it's full moon, so it's still passable for him, and suddenly he stops in front of a tree and reloads the tobacco in his pipe and begins to smoke it again, just staring at the tree for several long moments. And after he takes a few puffs and the, you know, the cherry gets nice and warm, and he looks at the tree and he says, this blight on the tree, it threatens the life of this tree, right? What should be done about it?
Do we see it?
Yeah, no, you see that there is some sort of, you know, kind of like when you see leaves turn different colors and they've got little bits on them and stuff. You see sort of this, some sort of diseases, moss or whatever is growing up the side of this tree, and you can tell that the tree is dead around the areas where this is, where it's growing.
Okay. Knowledge nature.
Okay.
14.
No. It's... Oh, go ahead. It's a common sort of fungus or whatever. It's just a standard blight. It's nothing extraordinary.
You remove the blight.
Yeah, you cut it out.
But does the blight not also deserve the right to exist? And when he says this, he stares quite poignantly at the drow.
You can't have good without evil.
What do you think?
It depends on who you're trying to protect. Are you the tree or are you the blight?
Interesting. How do we protect both? Freedom is, of course, a multiversal right.
Yeah.
Freedom to act. Freedom to live.
Yes.
So it gives you the right to eliminate the tree for the blight or eliminate the blight for the tree?
To protect them both, you have to let them commingle.
Any thoughts? Okay. No?
So what's the question? Are we protecting the tree, or are we trying to protect both?
I think the greater question is, why do you fight in the first place?
Why do I fight?
Sure. Why?
My struggles have always been to help those without.
Excellent. Yourself?
I dealt with a lot of inner demons in my day. A lot of evil things.
He nods knowingly.
Suppose I fight because I have to. Survive.
But is it not also important to consider how your actions affect others? Or do you fight only with your self-interest in mind?
At first I did.
That was
at first I did everything for myself. Until I joined a group of people that took me in.
Interesting. So, thinking about that, should a man act as he thinks, or should he always obey the law?
I believe when times are necessary, you can bend the law. Not necessarily to cause evil and destruction, but if bending the law makes what is right, then do so.
The gnome?
I don't necessarily have a problem with the law, but I've never had a problem breaking it to do what needs done.
He nods deeply when you say that. Since you guys want to play, roll me a perception check.
19.
All right, I'll keep that in mind. What happens if... What do you do if you fail? What if you fail?
Fail what? In general?
Yeah.
Do it again twice as hard?
What if you fail then?
What do we fall, Miss Dwayne?
I haven't given up yet.
All right. What if you fail?
I've been failing all my life.
Interesting.
Unless the task was murdering my mother.
That was pretty successful.
Pretty good at that one, but she can only do it once.
As you see him at this point,
spare the die.
He's continued this sort of philosophical conversation with you for some time, and he smokes the pipe deeply, and now you can see that the tobacco is burning out. You see him tap it out on the ground. And he sort of looks up at the sky and just says, "Without a past, no being can appreciate what they have and where they may be going." Matt, as you're sleeping, you you feel rough hands grab your arms.
Yeah, but
I'm serious. You feel someone grab you while you're in your bed.
Yeah. All right, I start swinging immediately.
All right, make a strength roll.
Nice.
21.
You can't move.
Oh, shit.
Troy, you also feel rough hands grab you.
What do I see?
At the moment, it is completely dark.
You can see in the dark, though.
I know that.
So, what does he see?
He sees blackness.
Okay.
Leosin, who's been quiet for some time, says, I want to recite something for you guys, if you don't mind.
Okay.
As I wax poetic. It's like, this is,
Just include trust in the nest of the tree, please.
Does not include trust in the nest of the tree.
Fuck.
He says, I wish to recite the words of the Harper Mert as he explained to Lady Chandra what it means to be a Harper. This is a quote from book, Matt.
Throw Skadoosh in there, please. Mm.
It says, a Harper holds peaceful sharing of the lands above all other goals. By sharing, we mean all the races living in and under the land where each prefers to live, trading together where desire and need stir them to, and respecting each other's holds and ways, without the daily bloodletting that all too often holds sway in the realms today. True, we must fight. It seems often enough to keep our swords and our tempers both sharp. Yet know ye, all of us fight when we must or die. Moreover, ye only hear of blades drawn and death and spells hurled, and never know of the many, many times that a quiet word or a skillful deal has turned enemies aside from each other, forced a way clear when none was before, or distracted foes from the eager task of tearing each other's throats out. This is the true Harper way, subtle and quiet behind the shouting. Trust and wisdom, and outfoxing others is what we deal in. Matt, you can make another strength roll.
Can I do anything else?
What else would you like to do?
Thaumaturgically, yell, get off of me.
You can try.
While struggling? What do I gotta do?
Are you attempting to yell?
Yeah.
As you open your mouth, you feel something shoved inside of it.
Ew, is it a dick?
No.
Is it a dick?
It's a piece of rough cloth. And you feel that you now identify maybe four pairs of hands on you now. As you are roughly lifted and thrown and flipped over on your stomach.
Oh my god, I'm gonna have butt sex.
Troy? Would you like to do anything?
Oh, they're branding us.
No.
Okay.
So you're just gonna bend over and take it?
You notice that
I'm just flipped over.
You notice that as that happens, you realize now that there's some sort of cloth over your face. And that you are also being rolled over on your stomach. You guys, at this point, you see Leosin reach into his pocket, and he pulls out two pins, both of which are copper harps for the Order of the Harpers. He places one on your lapel, and he places one on your lapel. And Leosin says, in honor of the history of Myth Draenor and the legacy of the Harpers at Twilight, who met upon the Dancing Place and gathered with the gods, I name you a member of our order. Maintain the balance, follow our tenets. In all things, do what is right, as no person or organization is perfect. Eliminate the corrupt, empower those who are defenseless. Most of all, be wise. And with a nod, he walks off.
You know, now we're just standing in the middle of the woods. We have no idea where we're at.
Yes.
Can we at least follow him home?
You can see town. You didn't leave so far. Okay.
You took out a snipe hunt.
You guys feel your arms being tied behind your backs? Anything?
I mean, strength roll's not going to save me, so I don't... Yeah,
I'll make a strength roll. I'm going to struggle.
All right.
Not that good, a 7.
All right. You're obviously struggling because people are, you know, blindfolding you and gagging you in the middle of the night and tying your hands behind your back. As you struggle, you're laid there, you know, on your stomachs. You feel someone get close to your ear, and you hear them whisper, "Rest easy, dear friend, you're safe with us." At which point, you feel yourself lifted by several individuals.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I'm going with it.
Are you?
I'm going to try. Was the voice, did I recognize the voice?
Make me an intelligence roll.
I've been hanging out with these guys and drinking and stuff. 12.
Might be familiar.
Might be familiar. Like 50-50 might be familiar.
Like you should have rolled a little better might be familiar.
Yeah, I guess I'll go with it for now.
And you begin to be carried out into the hall. You each hear the sounds of someone else struggling. And you begin to descend. First stairs, then some echoey stairs, then it starts to get cold. And at this point, you've been being carried for 4-5 minutes, probably. And you descend a little more, and now the footsteps seem to echo and ring a little bit. It's very cold. You then feel some people push you down on the ground, not softly, and you're sort of forced into a kneeling position with hands on your shoulders. And then you hear a very familiar voice somewhere in front of you. Again, you're blindfolded. You can't tell. Say, men, you've been brought before us blind and immobile like the newest of babes. You cannot see, have never seen the truth. You are invited to our order to see that which we see.
This is crazy.
Be warned, the truth is dark and terrible, yet it must be understood if it is to be combated. Do you, blind ones, wish for true sight?
Yeah.
I nod.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I've got a... That was how I signified yes.
After you answer, you feel a huge rush of heat. Like, you feel like you're going to be scalded.
I got it. Keep going.
No. You feel heat right in front of your face. Like it's, you know, lots of heat. Uncomfortable heat. As you do that, you feel something slip between your wrists. And you feel the binds that have put your arms behind you have been cut. And then the hoods that were over you have been pulled back. And the gags are untied from behind. And as the hood gets pulled back, you see a roaring fire. I mean, 8-10 feet in circumference, bonfire, flames 2 inches from your face.
That would significantly burn us.
Yeah, no, it's hot.
No, I mean like second degree burn us.
All right.
You said it's inches from our face.
Yeah, it's hot. Real hot. Uncomfortably hot.
Okay.
Okay. Up top of the fire, you see that there is a spit reaching out over the top of the fire, and resting where the flames are licking it, you see a broadsword. And the broadsword appears to be radiating steam. It's clearly, you know, it's hot. Behind the pit, you see Onthar in full regalia, you know, full plate. It's the first time you've seen him like this, with the Order of the Gauntlet symbol on him. And all around the cavern, as you look around, you see guys in complete full plate, full helms, Order of the Gauntlet. They each have in their right hand a sword pommel up with the blade in the dust, and their other hands are all rested behind their backs as they stand at attention. Onthar continues to speak. See, young ones, the dangers before you. Those who would commit evils would pillage, rape, and kill his fellow man for greed. For cruelty. It is a sickness among mankind. Like the fire before you, it threatens to consume us all. Shall we allow it to do so? And all the men scream at the same time, by the strength of Tyr, no. And in unison, they lift their right hand and slam their chest. We must eliminate the darkness wherever it arises. Yet does this give us sway to strike out at any we so choose? Shall the Brotherhood be overcome by bloodlust? Does might make right? By the grace of Torm, no. Again, they clatter in unison. We strike when needed. We hold our hand unless absolutely necessary. Evil thoughts are inevitable. Evil acts unacceptable. It is our way. It is our code. And when confronted by the fire, shall we shirk away from the heat? Shall we watch it consume others while standing idle? And they reply, Helm, make me brave. Hor, give us strength. When the flames threaten, we vow to act without hesitation, without mercy. Newborn, so recently given sight, grasp the blade before you. It is your symbol of strength, your source of power. With it, you will defend the powerless and strike down the unjust. Take it now.
Is there one blade?
Mm-hmm.
Do we each reach for the same pommel?
What do you do?
I'm going for it. I can heal myself.
I'll reach for the blade.
Yeah.
As you both reach for the blade, make me constitution rolls.
My pants.
Yeah. Oh, I got 20. On that.
I got, six.
Xander, your hand goes out, and as soon as you get over that fire, like, you feel the hair on the back of your hand is singed immediately. Like, you can't stand it. It's too hot. You pull your hand back. You get to the point where you actually get fingers on the pommel, and when you do, it is unbelievably painful. There's no way you can keep a hold of this. I mean, you grasp it for a second, but there's no way you could lift it out and actually hold it. So you both pull your hands back, not screaming in pain, but in much pain. You hear Anthar say, "This temptation to abuse power, to shirk responsibility, to stay your hand when it is needed most, appears too great. The fire burns and you are unable to heed the call. You have failed. What do you do now?" And you notice all the men around kneel, and they place their helmed heads on the crossguard of their swords. "Trust in the order. The Brotherhood is strong." "Why do you trust in it?" he asks. "Many are stronger than one, fingers clenched in the tightened fists." "How can you trust your brother, for he also is weak?" "The order lifts us, strengthens us, betters us. Faith is absolute." "Faith in what?" "Faith in the gods, faith in my friends, faith in myself. Who among us has a symbol of that unbreakable faith?" At which point you see everyone, including Anthar, raise his other hand from behind their back and extend the fingers upright, palm outward, in the symbol of the gauntlet. Anthar asks, "Who is willing to share this faith with those ones knelt before us?" And you see everyone remove their gauntlet and set it at the base of the fire, and you notice two gauntlets placed right in front of you. "Now, stout of heart and wrapped in faith, you may conquer the fire and retrieve the blade."
Cool. I put on the gauntlet.
All right.
Reach for it.
You realize you put on the gauntlet that the gauntlet is padded, it's been insulated, and that you can very easily both grab the sword and remove it from the fire. And as you remove it from the fire, Anthar says, "Stand and be recognized, our newest brothers. Welcome to the Order of the Gauntlet."
And then me and Troy do that thing where when you're trying to figure out who's batting first, you put your hands up.
You said we heard another person. Was that each other? Yeah. Or, okay. There wasn't a third body.
And there you go.
Cool. So where do I write that down at?
Put mine in bonds.
Yep.
That's good. Yeah, okay.
You have connections with the Order of the Gauntlet, and you guys have connections with the Harpers. You are each given secret signs and code phrases. You each are given necklaces that you could wear or not wear as you wish. It is, of course, as part of the Order of the Gauntlet, you are expected to show the symbol as often as possible and to not hide from it, to never hide from evil. You guys, on the other hand, are coached to keep it hidden unless absolutely necessary. Look for the signs. Look for the Harpers.
Cool.
Anything else?
Quick question. Is there a distinguished, the gauntlet symbol and the symbol for Torm, are they...
They're slightly different.
Okay.
I mean, Torm is one of the many gods that the Order of the Gauntlet worship. I mentioned all of them, I think, in my little speech there. Torm, Hor, Helm, Tyr. Yeah. So by worshiping Torm, you are worshiping one of the aspects. Each one is about sex, self-sacrifice and combat, but in different aspects. All those gods represent the beliefs and the tenets of the Order of the Gauntlet. After which, you guys are sort of given a solemn goodbye from Leosin, who just meanders off into El Terrell. You two are clasped as brothers in arms and probably go back and have a drink and very fraternity party-esque.
Toga! Toga!
So we get back to the party?
Yeah, they probably come back. We're having a party.
You guys are probably partying in the secret lair.
Yeah, as I say, I'm imagining that you guys are partying in the secret lair. It's not so fraternity party as it is sort of it's a solemn rite at this point. You're passing the cups, you're drinking with each other, you're learning the secrets and the symbols, etc.
Okay, so we get back and we find their rooms like they've been drug out bodily.
That is correct.
The gnome and I kind of see their rooms and how dismantled it is. I look at him and go, "F*** it, I'm tired."
Make me a... You guys can both make me perception rolls.
I'll put my dice away.
No, those guys, those two.
I'll use the giant.
didn't see shit.
There's six.
We ain't found shit.
Nine.
Lucas, you notice that there's, for it being like 2 or 3 in the morning, it's really weird that there's someone like cleaning upstairs, and you realize it's the barkeep, which is even more weird. And he sort of turns as you guys both come in and look at the room and are kind of shocked. And he's like, "Don't worry, everything is all right."
Well, you did say that we had two separate rooms. Why would they look in our room?
Because each one of them was, because you guys weren't staying in the same room.
Oh, okay.
Didn't I say that?
No.
Yeah, they were sleeping together because they were watching. Yeah, they were watching together. So yeah.
It's day 3. We got our stuff.
Okay.
Go ahead and mark down that you got your stuff.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, my stuff is just, I'm just going to put silver next to it.
Yep. Who else was waiting on stuff? Troy?
Troy's got his armor.
Now. Okay.
Dude, can we get the fucking things put on our chest?
You could.
What things?
It would take, you would have to spend a little bit of time in El Terrell. Do you ask Anthar this?
Yeah.
He tells you what smith to go to and what to say, and they'll do it for free. It'll take a day.
Can we stay one more day, guys?
Yeah,
if you want.
I mean, you guys at this point have seen their singed hands and have suspected that something has happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're both wearing things openly, but they
don't. Yeah, we're allowed to be like, "Hey, we're in the thing."
Yeah.
Did they hear the conversation when he was like, "Hey, you want to learn about the Harpers?"
No. He wouldn't have said that.
So they have no
idea. Hey, you want to spend an extra day in town and get the medallions put on our breastplates?
No.
We're supposed to always say that that's who we are.
They said we had to have them displayed at all times.
No.
No, but that would cover up any markings on your splint mail that were not ever evil.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
When you go ahead and you said you were going to, what did we just say your splint mail was for? Did you already subtract that off your sheet?
No, I was going to trade it straight up for the chainmail.
How much is chainmail worth?
75.
And split mail is 200?
Yeah.
Okay, he'll make that exchange. It does still have markings of the dragon on it. But Matt asked specifically about getting a gauntlet put on his armor, and Onthar gave you a name of a smith that if you went and said a word, he would do it within a day and not charge you anything.
I'm good.
Okay. Would you like to stay another day, Matt? You have to convince your party.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Do you guys mind if I do this? Sure. It's one more day. Let's gather strength, get supplies.
One more day.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
Because then that way I can put it right on my chest plate, and then I've still got my goddess medallion under.
Mm-hmm.
So right. I'm good.
Day 4, we're on a raft. And we're on our
I want to talk to Anthar before I leave.
Yeah. All right, what would you like to say about Anthar?
I want to try and straighten shit out between me and him.
You can talk to him for a little bit. He's not. Make me an insight roll.
Anthar's a muggle. Just saying.
14.
You have some drinks with him, and he's curt to you, but not unkind. It's just you get the sense that it's ideological differences between him and Leosin.
Well, I'm gonna be painfully blunt about it.
No, and he accepts that, but at the same time, it's for him, he meets combat face forward, you know, sword in their hands, you know, like a joust to him is the epitome of what it is. And exactly why Leosin appreciated what you did is exactly why Anthar doesn't like you.
Yeah, okay. If I had Wrath of the Stormed when they grabbed me, that would have been cool.
Question from earlier. Did Leosin show that he had a pin, or was that Anthar that also had the Harper's pin?
No. Leosin has the Harper's pin.
Okay.
Leosin is the member of the Harpers, and Anthar is Order of the Gauntlet.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys don't know anything about us being taken out.
Yeah. If they don't share, there's no signs that they are Harpers. Okay. So you guys get on the raft. Are you taking
but
the horse?
But he did show us.
Yes, you know that Leosin is a member of the Harpers.
Okay.
Any other supplies? So you took care of that. Any other supplies that we need to do?
I don't think so.
Okay. Are you taking the horses?
Yeah, we're going to take them with us on the raft, right?
Sure.
All right. It's a 3-day journey.
Yep.
You guys are good with that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The 3 nights on the raft, thanks to Matt's sailing skills, pass uneventfully. He's able to keep the horses calm.
No Charybdis or...
No Cillan Charybdis? No, none of that. You get to the end of the river. You see the mouth of the river open up, and you see, sprawling across the landscape, the city of Baldur's Gate. The plot thickens for the party as they discover Greenest wasn't an isolated event. They are part of something greater, grander, and far more deadly. How will they handle themselves in Baldur's Gate? And what new dangers will the cult present? Find out in our next episode of Brothel D&D.
Law of Averages says this dragon, no good.